Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving but never quite getting that thank you, or a bit of space back? Today's episode is all about something we don't always talk about enough. Setting healthy boundaries with others. We're talking about those invisible lines we draw to protect our time, energy, and emotional well-being. You know, the ones that sometimes feel more like flimsy fences in a hurricane? Because let's face it, navigating relationships, whether with friends, family, or even colleagues, can be tricky. There's this unspoken pressure to always be available, agreeable, and on call, kind of like walking around with a help wanted sign plastered on your forehead. But guess what? You're not obligated to be everyone's therapist, their personal cheerleader, or their go-to problem solver 24/7. So, buckle up because we're diving deep into how to set those healthy boundaries, create some serious self-respect, and finally reclaim your time. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate this tricky terrain. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you need to know what you need. What makes you feel drained? Where do you draw the line on certain topics or behaviors? Take some time for introspection. Think about your values, your priorities, and what truly matters to you. This self-awareness is like your personal compass. It'll guide you when others try to push you outside your comfort zone. 2. Communication is key. Remember, boundaries aren't built with walls. They're built with clear, respectful communication. When someone asks you for something that feels beyond your capacity or crosses a line, don't be afraid to say, no. It doesn't have to be a harsh, no, either. Try phrases like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm really swamped right now, or, I'd love to help, but this isn't something I feel comfortable with. 3. Practice makes perfect. Setting boundaries isn't always easy, especially if you're used to saying, yes, to everything. But the more you practice, the more natural it becomes. Start small. Maybe decline an invitation that doesn't interest you or say no to a request that feels overwhelming. Each time you assert your needs, you're building confidence and strengthening those invisible fences. 4. It's okay to walk away. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, people might disrespect our boundaries. This is where it becomes important to protect yourself and step back from the situation. Remember, you don't owe anyone an explanation for prioritizing your own well-being. If someone consistently pushes your buttons or disregards your limits, it might be time to distance yourself, whether temporarily or permanently. 5. Be kind to yourself. This whole boundary setting thing can feel like a juggling act at times. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up occasionally. It's all about progress, not perfection. Remember, setting healthy boundaries is an act of self-love and respect. It's about creating space for your own growth and happiness. Think about that time you agreed to something you didn't really want to do just because you felt obligated. Maybe it was attending a party you weren't in the mood for or helping someone with a project that stressed you out. Remember that feeling? The exhaustion, the resentment, maybe even a little anger bubbling up inside? Yeah, that's what happens when we neglect our boundaries. We end up carrying the weight of everyone else's expectations while sacrificing our own well-being. So remember these key takeaways. Know yourself, communicate clearly, practice regularly, don't be afraid to walk away, and always be kind to yourself. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about creating space for authentic connections, genuine self-expression, and ultimately, a happier, more fulfilling life. You deserve to feel empowered in your relationships, and these simple steps will help you get there. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with setting boundaries? What are some of the challenges you faced? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips for thriving. Until next time, remember, you are capable of amazing things, and setting healthy boundaries is one step closer to unlocking your full potential.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.